Hi, and today a conversation about that great comedian, or comic actor, Sid Caesar. He's died, aged 91. Here's some of his fantastic Japanese gibberish. Now that kind of stuff, speaking foreign gibberish, in the trade, it's called double talk. That's what we learned from Carl Reiner. He was one of Caesar's partners on stage, and he told the Big Show's Marco Werman how he and Caesar first met.
We met because Max Liebman, who was the producer, came to see me in a thing called Alive and Kicking, a Broadway show that almost was okay. And he came to work on it with some sketches, and he didn't do well either, Max. But he did like the fact that I might be a very good foil for Sid and invited me to come on the show, act as his straight man foil.
How hard was that?
Sid was the greatest double talker in the world, and in my act I had double talk. And I said, well, this is something I'll never do again on the show, because Sid was a master, and nobody ever did it as well as he did.
And explain for our younger listeners, including myself, what double talk is.
Double talk is making the sounds of foreign languages without actually using real words, but it has the sound of the foreign language. It's a little sound like a French talking.
I thought you were speaking
like
French.
I talk French, but I was almost talking French. Sid took it to another level and did it not only in English, but in every language that existed.
Yeah, I mean, for many moments, you actually believe he's speaking another language.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, malheureux, mes pas pour libérer mon chute, mes belles couleurs, mes pas, roulées de scène. Il faut barrer, puis il est fondé, il n'est pas dans le répétit. Répétit, donc, ce qu'il est retourné à la barbe haute, comme il bosse dans la chalamée. Ce que vous avez, le retourné dans la chalamée, vous ne voudrez pas son père, puis vous ne l'aurez pas longtemps. Et vous n'aurez pas le cordon de Napoléon, vous avez pas son impatronné, je n'ai pas de l'air, il n'a pas de l'air. Et le rondé, tout son arrivée.
That's just brilliant. Back now to Marco Werman and his next guest.
Rabbi Moshe Waldux is the co-editor of the Big Book of Jewish Humor. So, Sid Caesar, his parents were immigrants, right?
Sure.
Mother from Russia, father from Poland. Was this how all that started, just hearing a lot of languages when he's growing up?
Right. I think that's part of it. Of course, he lived in New York City, and I think it was Yonkers, really, but whatever it was. And he heard a lot of immigrant voices. Also, you should bear in mind that radio in the 1930s was far more multicultural than it is today. So you had characters on all of the comedy shows who spoke in accents.
And he got his start on radio, not on TV.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But he was a musician primarily, and a lot of, I think, musicians and language fit together. He heard the lilting rhythm of the language. So he gets the rhythm. He obviously threw a lot of Yiddish in, because that's where he probably grew up hearing a lot of Yiddish. But it's tone, and that's what he was a master at, of capturing the tone of all the different groups. And he could speak poorly in almost every dialect that there was.
Right. It wasn't just German. He was
Italian,
able to do
French,
Italian.
Right.
Now, there's one story, I don't know if it's true or not, when he's kind of working his thing in the Borscht Belt in the Catskills, and there's this bit that he did about an Italian opera.
Correct.
And how did that work? I mean,
well,
was he doing
Borscht
kind
Belt,
of...
those who don't know the Borscht Belt is, it was an area in the so-called mountains. They really aren't mountains, they're hills,
right,
about 90 minutes north of New York, and there were a lot of hotels, and hardworking people would take their 2 weeks off and go there, and they wanted two things, to eat more than they could and to laugh more than they could. And they had these troops of people that were called tumblers, and they would try to get people going. And Caesar got his training there, as well as others, Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, etc. And one night, they're out of all material. So they got to improvise. And this is what made them so wonderful, is they could improvise. And he says, well, what do we could do tonight? We, you know, says, let's do Rigoletto. He says, well, we don't know Rigoletto. Don't worry, they don't either. And they went out and they did this phony opera again using the accents. It just got laughs because of the fact that it was conceptually absurd. So he, in a sense, was a conceptual comedian.
Digging into his big bag of linguistic tricks from New York. So he had to have been a groundbreaking comic, because a lot of people see your show of shows as a precursor to Saturday Night Live.
Absolutely. And it employs an essentially Jewish form, which is parody. And this Jewish form, of course, was taken to its height by Mel Brooks, who every film of his basically is a parody of another film. And I think parody, on the one hand, is a sense of homage, but it's also making fun of certain genres that they take themselves too seriously. And I think parody on the Show of Shows was precisely that. They took TV shows of the time, very much like Saturday Night Live, and I think much better, personally, than some years of Saturday Night Live.
One thing that did carry through clearly from Sid Caesar was that kind of foreign language gibberish again, and you can hear it almost entirely lifted from Sid Caesar in John Belushi's Samurai. Here, listen to this.
And now, another episode of Samurai Delicatessen.
Can I have a sandwich, please?
Maybe he was ordering a sushi sandwich. I don't think he was speaking Japanese, right, though.
By the way, the character that Sid Caesar played, the same character, he called Taka Mishigshiga, which for those who knew Yiddish meant really crazy. So there was always a subliminal thing going out to the Jews in the audience, even though there was no overt Jewish context by titles they gave things, etc.
So when you draw the connection between Sid Caesar and John Belushi doing Samurai Delicatessen, for example, is this Jewish humor? Is it American humor? What is it?
Well, I think the great contribution of Jews to the United States, besides winning a couple of Nobel Prizes, I think has been the creation of an American humor. The same way blacks created jazz, but now we don't say black jazz anymore. We say American jazz. Same thing with humor. So they brought the urban wit, starting with the Marx Brothers all the way through. The idea of fast-paced humor, using parody, that didn't exist in the Southern humor. So-called frontier humor, the Will Rogers kind of thing, slow. And this was a tension in the United States in the 20s, you know, between the new urban ethnics and the white Southerners. I think it's still a tension.
Yeah.
It might still be a tension today.
May have a point there.
Yeah.
So Sid Caesar, the gibberish master, his baton picked up there by the late John Belushi. When did you laugh the hardest at Sid Caesar?
I like the skit, which is unfortunately, I don't think you can put it on the radio. It was their parody of This Is Your Life, where they would take an unsuspecting person out of the audience, bring him on stage, and have people from his past emerge. Mm. So the character is Sid Caesar, and he runs out of the studio not wanting to go on. Two guards come, drag him onto the stage, and constantly characters are emerging from his past. He's totally shocked to hear about him. He doesn't want to see half of them. And Howie Morris is in it, the little fellow. Howie Morris, for instance, plays a second cousin. And Howie Morris, haven't seen each other, they're hugging, they're kissing, and he jumps on him, Howie Morris, because Sid was a big guy, and Howie Morris, like a monkey, would attach himself to someone. And you see half of the scene, he's trying to throw him off, and he can't throw him off. It was phenomenal. It made me crack up, because I knew This Is Your Life. That helps a lot, too.
You said that earlier, that we couldn't put this on the radio, and part of it is that Sid Caesar, you described his height, he was really a physical comic.
Absolutely.
And not right. So much a punchline comic.
It was never a punchline comic. As a matter of fact, in his own, I understand his own demeanor was rather shy and retiring. He could be mean, though, very demanding, as you might know, because he wanted things to be perfect. He was a perfectionist. But his rubber face, his twitches, I think someone just told me, I was talking about it when he died yesterday, he says, he was the master of the twitch. And it's true. What you can get from a twitch is really fantastic. His famous scene in the vegan restaurant, which was a rare thing, where the first course was eating the flowers.
So, a vegan restaurant? When?
That was the idea. The idea was it was bizarre, and he had never been to anything like it.
Did they use the word vegan?
A vegetarian.
Right.
And
yeah.
Then basically, you know, the first course, he's waiting for the course. They say, that's the first course. And you see him trying to eat the flowers, and his face emerging with all kinds. So he had, and he had a marvelous foil, of course, Imogene Coca, who could keep up with him. Fantastic. And the writing staff. Look, we all know who the writing staff went on to be, you know, the great Neil Simon, Woody Allen, Mel Brooks, etc. So what can I say? It was a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. It was the beginning of television. It was bringing people into a new medium. And physicality works on TV. It doesn't work on the radio. Milton Berle was another example who brought physicality in. So bottom line is they laid the groundwork. And everything else basically are the children, grandchildren, maybe even a few stepchildren running around too.
Moshe Waldox, co-editor of the Big Book of Jewish Humor. He's also a rabbi at an independent congregation, Temple Beth Zion, in Brookline, Massachusetts. Thanks very much, Rabbi.
Thank you for having me.
And for some video recordings of Sid Caesar doing not just his Japanese and French, but some great German and Italian, go to pri.org/language. You really want to see some of this. It's all in the tone and the gesture. You can get to all of those links also on Facebook at the World in Words page, and I'm on Twitter. My handle is Patricox. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See you next time.
Was gab aus der Kleine, was aber ausstich, greifen wir aus der Kleine, was er aus in Splendor haben. Das macht die, was tut auf die Ehe, das Manikul ist verschmutzig. Geschmutzig!